who writes about the American Christian Taliban and found out some very interesting things, and we're going to deal with that later. But I'm going to let the letter speak for itself and just say that Pavone is not somebody, even though he acts nerdy, he's not somebody who warrants kid gloves anymore. And since he does insist on being a big political force and a big advisor for public policy, we're going to say nobody needs advice from you, just like nobody needs advice from Chester the Molester or Timothy McVeigh or Ted Bundy or Osama bin Laden or anti-choice terrorist and shooter Paul Hill or any of that kind of person. So we're going to deal with Father Pavone later. And we do have a live nude fetus in the studio tonight, and we're setting up the dance poll, and we're going to let the Al-Qaeda clones of America in the anti-abortion movement, perpetrators of over 150 bombings and over a dozen shooting incidents, we're going to let them get off on our fetal dancer. And thanks to you book burners, we have some creative ways in which these people can tip their dancer. So all of that is to come tonight on The Reverend Is In. Let's see, a few quick plugs, and then we'll get back to the music. If you did not see The God Who Wasn't There, it's recommended. And you can check it out at thegodmovie.com. From video.google.com, you can see Jesus Will Survive, which is hilarious because he sings I Will Survive. And you can see a version number 5, I believe, of the fart tapes that they do for Reverend Robert Tilton, entitled Farting Preacher. And if they took it down, which somebody said they did, do a Google search on Farting Preacher video. So you can see at least one of the versions of the Reverend Robert Tilton fart tapes. And let's see. Please check out ProChoiceLeg.org. And still doing great work, Bill Barrett and Joni Scott. And in Philadelphia, the touring Marijuana Logs is coming on May 6th. Two shows at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania. And that's in Philadelphia City Paper and in Philadelphia Weekly. Featuring the now free Tommy Chung. See, a couple of birthdays. Happy birthday to Paul Krasner, which is coming up. Lord Jesus, and of course, me later this month. And healing wishes from Reverend Bookburn to Lobo Red fighting breast cancer. And what else? My handwriting still bites. We'll hear a lot of songs from psychedelic to punk to present day, whatever came up into the collection for tonight's show. Query. Somebody sent an email about Kirk Cameron and nominated him for Asshole of the Week. But I wanted more information before we do that. So if you know anything about a Kirk Cameron, please email the Reverend Quayle at sjcdc.org and say whether or not you agree and why, if you believe he deserves it, he should be Asshole of the Week. Let's see, some quotes. The only people who want us in Iraq is Iran and Al-Qaeda. That's from an article by Molly Ivins. There are very few jobs which actually require a penis or a vagina. The late Flo Kennedy. And don't pray in our schools, and we won't think in your churches. And that is from a brand new site that the Reverend was happy to discover this past week. entitled PriestsGoneWild.com. And even though they say the official launch date for that website is June 11th, it's fairly well developed already. There's a lot of content up there, and there's some contests. So they're looking for an official logo, official graphics, and things to put on their site. The Reverend's friend Sandy Rapp has already submitted some stuff, and a few other people. And so you can win a contest and get yourself on there too. It's already great. It's entitled PriestsGoneWild.com, and definitely worthwhile. And input on whether or not we should do a show entitled Faith-Based Nukes and Star Wars, and kind of like faith-based car brakes or surgery. And why there is no such thing as too much Bush-related humor. All right. Sick of talking. Oh, yeah, we're looking for information or how to obtain a copy of a film entitled Last Party 2000. And if you're in Philadelphia, this is worth checking out. And if you're from elsewhere or outside the country, the Philadelphia Film Festival is happening. And there's so much great stuff. A tribute to Susan Sarandon, a film about the Camden 28, and online it's at phillyfests.com, and you can see a lot of the films and orient yourself to what's on there, and definitely worthwhile, phillyfests.com, and there is just way too much shit on all this paper, so we're going to stop talking, play some more tunes, and when we get back, we'll do some more the live Nude Fetus thing. Let's see, we're going to play some Asylum Street Spankers, since that was intended for the Palm and Stroke Sunday show. Todd Rundgren's song, Fascist Christ, that was written for anti-choice a violent and terrorist group called Operation Rescue. Some psychedelic music by the Electric Prunes. And yet another Philly band, The Prisoners. But first, let's play a song by Afro Man. This is entitled Because I Got High. Lord, make this machine work. Play. We need a miracle, Lord.
Roll another blunt. Yeah. La da 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 da. La da da. La da da da. La da da da. La da da da. Clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed. But I got high.
La da,
I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
La, da, da,
now
da,
I'm da, a paraplegic and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah.
Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La, da, 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 da.
I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high. Jacking off, and I know why.
Turn this shit off.
Yeah, hey,
no, because I got high.
Hey,
because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
I got high.
Hey, come on, man. Don't, hey, come on, come on.
Go, go.
I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go, go, go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
President,
baby,
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I don't know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man? He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby-doo-wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity-bee-bop. Oh, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Love used to be a game thing. A filled with happiness, night and day thing. It was something to have. Seems that your love's grown cold. Everybody's fucking but me. I just can't seem to get laid. Some girls even ball two or three. Trade. I can't get laid. A dazzling urbanite like me. And though it's well made, my pussy's useful only when I pee. Everybody's fucking but me. I'm dying of eternal lust. Christ, it's so depressing to see. My plumbing's all covered with rust. I just have no class. Lustful guys behind every tree. It's such a pain in the ass. The men all seem to duck me. Woohoo! And fuck me, everybody!
fathers and mothers left us a mandate. We've got to separate the church and the state. So get your head straight before it's too late and you drop it in the plate. You must appreciate Jesus and money. Make a man speak in tongues, scream out his lungs, roll in the dung. And when the song is sung, he moves up another rung. And the deaf and the dumb are the ones who get stung. Here come the sex police, they're at your bedroom door, moving in next door, searching from floor to floor. You know what they're looking for, someone's always keeping score. Every time you dip the oar, love isn't fun no more. Love isn't fun no more. Love isn't fun no more. Love isn't fun no more.
Fascist Christ!
Come to the rescue.
Fascist Christ!
Come to the rescue.
Fascist Christ!
Come to the rescue.
Fundamental about this strange philosophy in which God and man are enemies, in which there is no serenity unless you happen to believe precisely what they want you to believe, and no diversity. Come join the army and learn the noises that drown out the other's voices, and please the devil who rejoices when mankind has no choices, and power exploits us and peace avoids us. Guess who to the rescue on our holy mission to uphold the tradition of the Spanish Inquisition and preempt your decision by forcing your confession. Now let that be a lesson. What do you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with? Messing with.
Fascist Christ!
Come to the rescue.
Fascist Christ!
Come to the rescue.
Fascist Christ!
Come to the rescue.
What do you say we lighten things up and talk about abortion? You know, I feel like I'm losing some of you here, and I want to win all of you back with this one. Let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about child killing and see if we can't get some chuckles rippling through the room here. Let's talk about mass murder of young, unborn children and see if we can't coalesce into one big, healthy gut laugh. Boy, I've never seen an issue so divisive. You ever seen? It's like a civil war, isn't it? Even amongst my friends, who are all very intelligent, they are totally divided on abortion. It's unbelievable. Some of my friends, for instance, think these pro-life people are annoying idiots. Other of my friends think these pro-life people are evil fucks. How are we going to come to a consensus? You ought to hear the arguments around my house. They're annoying. They're idiots. They're evil. They're fucks. Brothers, sisters, come together. Can't we once just join hands and think of them as evil, annoying, idiot fucks? I beseech you. But that's me, Libra rising. The scales. And strangely enough, Shiva, the destroyer. Who would have thunk it? We're pro-life. Ooh, you look it. Look like you're filled with life. Oh, little kids, please don't adopt me. Please don't adopt me. We're your new Christian pro-life parents. Oh, where's the tower? Where's the gun? Where's the tower? Where's the gun? I was adopted by pro-life Christians when I was a kid. Does my penis make me a bad boy? That's what they told me. Please, give me the Satan-worshipping family down the block. The ones that have the good albums. Suddenly I'm adopted by the Flanders, you know. Hi, Bill. Isn't it another beautiful God-created morning? We're pro-life. It's like, what does that make me? You know what I mean? You're so pro-life. You're so pro-life. Do me a fucking favor. Don't block med clinics. Okay? Lock arms and block cemeteries. Let's see how fucking committed you are to this premise. She can't come in. She was 96. She was hit by a bus. There's options. What, do we got to have her stuffed? What are you talking about? She's dead. We're pro-life. Get her out of that casket. Get her out. She's not going. We're pro-life people. There'll be no death on this planet. Pro-life. And I always say, see, my theory, here's my actual theory, beyond the huge, hilarious jokes I have. Here's my real theory, though. If you're so pro-life and you're so pro-child, then adopt one that's already here that's very unwanted and very alone and needs someone to take care of it to get it out of a horrible situation. Okay? And people say, well, why don't you do that? And I say, because I hate fucking kids and couldn't care less. Couldn't give a fuck. Don't care about it all about abortion. It's your choice. Case closed, the end, bottom line. And by the way, a three-month-old kid in your belly is not a fucking human being. Okay? It's a bunch of little congregate of cells. You're not a human till you're in my phone book. There. My hat is now in the political ring. I'm sorry if anyone here is Catholic. I'm not sorry if you're offended. I'm actually sorry just the fact that you're Catholic. Gotta be one of the most ludicrous fucking beliefs ever. Like these vampire priests sink their twin fangs of guilt and sin into you as a child and suck your joy of life out of you the rest of your fucking existence. And I love watching the Pope bounce around in his little Pope mobile. That's gotta be hoot number one on my fucking CNN list. Just, I want a whole show of the Pope just bouncing around in that all terrain Pope mobile with the 3 feet of bulletproof plexiglass around him. Boy, there's faith in action. You see, you know he's really the spokesman for God, because only God's spokesman would need plexiglass bulletproof, don't you think? Don't y'all read that the same way? I don't know.
Hallucinating angels. I hear voices. I receive divine commands. I have visions of Our Lady of Guacamole. I hear voices. And I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist social worker. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy. I heard more voices and hallucinated more angels as you entered my office. For information on the faith-based initiative and other church-state violating policies of the George W. Nunnett's regime, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at AU.org. AU.org.
Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Not like you. The girls would turn the color of an avocado when he'd drive down the street in his Eldorado. While he was only 5'3", girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. New York. Girls get called an asshole. This did not happen to Pablo Picasso. Why? He could walk down the street. Girls could not resist his stare. Subsequently, Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. No. Not right here. Not like you. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Not like you. We'll be right back.
Okay, you heard the Prisoners from Philadelphia doing Imagine. Burning Sensations did Pablo Picasso from the soundtrack of Repo Man. The Electric Prunes did Wind Up Toys. Bill Hicks did Pro-Life. And The Pope from his comedy release Rant in E Minor. Todd Rundgren did Fascist Christ, a song he wrote about an anti-choice violent group called Operation Rescue. Asylum Street Spankers did Everybody's Fucking But Me, and started off with Afro Man doing Because I Got High. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is Live Nude Fetus. And we almost have a completely constructed dancer pole for our fetus, who is a live guest here tonight. And we're going to get that fetus. I'm not sure which gender it is, but the fetus is going to do a dance for the Al-Qaeda clones in the American Christian anti-abortion movement. And it'll be interesting to see how they tip them. And I think this would make another good Reverend Bookburn video project, along with the chocolate contraception video and United We Stand Erect, The Passion of the Santa, and other future video projects. And speaking of videos, I'm going to add yet again to the Reverend's Want list. If people have found these or know how to obtain them, in addition to Last Party 2000, the Reverend is hoping to obtain DVD copies of a short piece that's about 10 minutes long that is probably one of the funniest things ever made, entitled He May Be Dead, But He's Elvis, and another entitled Pass the Ammo, formerly entitled Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammo. Pass the Ammo has not been seen by Lord Jesus or any of the bookburners around here on DVD. And what else? Recommended or recently seen King of Hearts, Contact, Local Hero, and a couple other ones. They're all on different pages. And what else? Oh, that's it for now. And yes, we've become very much movie buffs, and some recently seen sites that have cracked us up: fucksouthdakota.com, fuckthesouth.com, same people, and let's see, godoffmoney.com, and that's pretty good, although you can get God off of your money anyway, just cross it off, which people should do anyway if they're anti-theocracy and pro at least the pretense of democracy. If you want to see environmental and social justice and environmental and peace posters, you could check out the International Posters of the Graphic Imperative at thegraphicimperative.org. And there's some must-see cartoons. Oh, the posters range from 1965 to 2005. There are two cartoons from Ward Sutton that are must-sees at his site, which is linked at reverendbookburn.com if you forget this, is suttonimpactstudio.com. And then there's a link for a weekly cartoon. And enters a link for C. Ward Sutton's cartoons in the Village Voice, where you can see Republicans put on poker faces, and a new one about the revived immigration issue, bigotry versus greed. If you want to check out Pittsburgh Internet Broadcasting, check out WRCT.org. And this is also East Coast Time, USA, if you're a really far away listener. WRCT.org, Wednesday night at midnight East Coast Time, USA, in particular. And let's see, what else is going on while we're waiting for that fetus pole to be erected? All right, we'll tell you now. End the suspense. What is the Father Pavone of Priests for Life scandal? Well, Father Pavone has an employee who works for Priests for Life, and this same married woman runs another anti-abortion group entitled Silent No More, and about propagandistic anti-choice, and the next word needs to be in quotes, counseling. Her name is Janet Morana, and yes, she gets the Hot Fuck of the Week award, because when researchers who expose the extreme right and are pretty much in communication with them were communicating with Father Pavone in his room during a convention, it turns out Janet Morana was answering his phone, and then Pavone was returning their calls, and they were kind of caught cohabitating, or at least during the convention. And we, of course, at the Reverend Is In, don't see anything wrong with that. In fact, we want to commend Father Pavone for being unlike his priest colleagues and being with a consenting adult. We think this is tremendous progress. We think this is being a role model for his fucking freakazoid collaborators and people he has covered up for. And we want to encourage Father Pavone to continue making wet and making music and making sweet love with his married associate, Janet Morana. More on that on future Reverend Is In shows. Is that fetus dancer poll ready? All right, let's see. Ugh. All right, too long a subject, but corrupt Philly politician Rick Mariano found guilty, and that maintains our 100% track record for the Reverend Bookburn curse. Some new interesting sites, Comedy Four Piece, the numeral four, comedyfourpiece.org. A whole lot of bands and band links that are worthwhile at lover.com, L-U-V-E-R, lover.com/bands. And I put it on the website, but I'm going to say it. For everybody who fell in love with that Jello Biafra song, Father Peter, the pedophile priest, it's not on Jello's Alternative Tentacles label, which is an incredible label, but he was a guest on one of Vinnie Spitt's Spit CD series. The edition of Spit that track is on is entitled America's Sweetheart, and you can check all that stuff out at VinnieSpit.com. Alright, people always want that song. And there's another song too, but I have to get it on CD. There's a new one by, or re-release by Sandy Rapp, and another one that the great Dallas Blanchard has sent the Reverend, but we have to get that on CD. And the Reverend is also seeking copies of Merchants of Cool and Damned in the USA. Okay. I know we're forgetting some shit. But let's see. If you tuned in late, check out priestsgonewild.com. And all right, I want to play music because we're waiting for this fetus pole to get erected fully, something Father Pavone should know something about. And let's see, we'll have the fetus dancer, and then we'll have the anti-choice goon tipping the fetus. So visualize the fetus dancer while we play the next couple songs. Oh, the next couple songs were going to be, if we had done the Palm and Stroke Sunday show next week, and followed by a song that we would have done for Easter, what some people will do to get nailed shows. First, let's play a very perverted, twisted, horny as fuck, divine touching type of song by the Stanley Brothers. This is entitled Somebody Touched Me.
While I was singing,
somebody touched me.
While I was singing,
somebody touched me.
While I was singing,
somebody touched me.
Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory,
somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory,
somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory,
somebody touched me.
Must have been the hand of the Lord. While I was praying,
somebody touched me.
While I was praying,
somebody touched me.
While I was praying,
somebody touched me.
Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory,
somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory,
somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory,
somebody touched me.
Must have been the hand of the Lord. While I was preaching,
somebody touched me.
While I was preaching,
somebody touched me.
While I was preaching,
somebody touched me.
Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory,
somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory,
somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory,
somebody touched me.
Must have been the hand of the Lord.
Someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and die. sure. They traded in their crusader hats for paintbrushes by the score. Books were wrote and Steve Gutenberg made copies of the wisdom. Martin Luther had a little dance craze with a hit he called the schism. Now Catholics got that fucker nailed up in effigy. His most humiliating moment for everyone to see. It's so long ago that no one knows if it's truth or if it's lies. Only that the story has become a most successful franchise. Money, power, fame, and every cent of it tax free. It's amazing what folks won't give the dig a little eternity. We've evolved to brag about our thumbs and big brain cases. It's amazing how strong it seems that the need for blind faith is. The apostles were just dead men with marketing savings. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify. But someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and die. I said, someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and jump on a cross and fuck it, die.
Thank you.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's not easy being a war criminal and selling a war of lies for the sake of oil profits and Halliburton business interests. But we want to thank the people who are our opponents in the so-called war on terror, because we got to have role models for how to establish our own theocratic oppression. I like obsessing with the fetus. In fact, I, George Bush, am a fetus fetishist. I look forward to sticking a dollar in the fetus when it comes out dancing on the river and is in. And I look forward to taking away more rights, shit canning freedom, blending church and state, and fucking over the people of this great nation. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. Okay. I have to say something before playing a song by the Flaming Lips. Since the Lord Jesus has turned the Reverend on to one of the Flaming Lips video releases, and that got us to playing some of their tunes, old and more recent as well. And remembering some of the old shows in Philadelphia that were fantastic. That incredible box set they did entitled Finally the Punk Rockers Are Taking Acid, and other great musical releases. This particular track is from Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. And the video to this is also fantastic, but so is the song without the video. So it's very suitable for radio. All Flaming Lips video is recommended, and this song is entitled Do You Realize?
1, 2, 3
Okay, we have the fetus pole erected, and the fetus is dancing with a little fetal garter around its little leg. I still don't know the gender, and I don't want to know. And the umbilical cord is kind of kind of wrapped around the dance pole. You're going to have to envision this. We have an anti-choice extremist here, hooting and hollering. And let's see, Randall Terry is here. Neil Horsley is here. And the heads of the Right to Life Committee are here. The Columbus Baptist Church is here. And, of course, representatives from Priests for Life. So we're going to play a song for the fetus dancer and these excited anti-choice men by the Bloodhound Gang. Now, this is one of these retarded CDs where you can't figure out where the song is, so I might have to jump tracks. But in light of tonight's live nude fetus show, we're going to play A Lap Dance Is So Much Better When the Stripper Is Crying by the Bloodhound Gang. I hope this is it. It says like 47 tracks.
I was lonelier than Kunta Kinte at a Merle Haggard concert that night. I strolled on into Uncle Limpy's home palace looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since that midnight run hauling hog to Shaky Town on I-10. I had picked up this hitchhiker that was sweating gowns through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of those Fruit of the Loom tank tops. Well, that night I lost myself to ruby red lips, milky white skin, and baby blue eyes. The name was Russell.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better.
Shallow grave, this pretty little thing come up to me and starts kneading my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Bambi. And I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, cause I was just thinking about skinning you like a deer. Well, she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear her face like a mask as I do my little kooky dance. And then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation. Of course, it's hard to hide a heart on when you're dressed like Minnie Pearl.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me against her will.
So Bambi's gone on about how she can make all my fantasies come true. So I says, even this one I have where Jesus Christ is Jackhammer, Mickey Mouse, and the doo-doo hole with a lawn dart as Garth Brooks gives birth to something resembling a cheddar cheese log with almonds on Santa Claus's tummy tum? Well, 10 beers, 20 minutes, and $30 later, I'm parked in the beef bus in Tuna Town, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at her trailer. Hey, that rhymes. I have to admit, it was even more of a turn-on when I found out she was doing me to buy baby formula.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she
when I popped the clutch, gave the tranny a spin, and slid on into the stinky pinky, gulp and guzzle, big rig snooze and stop. there I was browsing through the latest issue of Throb when I saw Bambi staring at me from the back of a milk carton. Well, my heart just dropped. So, I decided to do what any good Christian would. You cannot imagine how difficult it is to hold a half gallon of moo juice and polish the one-eyed gopher when you're doing 75 in an 18-wheeler. I never thought missing children could be so sexy. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me against her will.
Ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a very special one. No runner-ups. Sunday, April 2nd, 2006 at RadioVolta.org. 9 to 11 p.m. East Coast Time, USA. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is State Attorney General of South Dakota, Larry Long. Despite the heroic efforts of Cecilia Fire Thunder, president of the Oglala Sioux Indian tribe and former nurse who plans to circumvent South Dakota's statewide abortion ban law that includes women who are victims of rape and incest, and set up a women's reproductive health clinic in the sovereign territories of the Oglala Sioux Indians. State Attorney Larry Long is attempting to claim that the state could have jurisdiction to enforce the law on any non-Indians who show up at the reservation for said services. So if it's a doctor or patient who is a non-Indian, he seeks to imprison and provide additional penalties to said person. So, South Dakota State Attorney General Larry Long, you are Asshole of the Week. And information on the great Cecilia Fire Thunder is available at Indians.com. And more on that as the story unfolds from the sovereign Oglala Sioux tribe. We have heard enough of these fart sounds. You have heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Nashville Pussy did Go Motherfucker Go. Bloodhound Gang did A Lap Dance Is So Much Better When the Stripper Is Crying, as our anti-choice guests tipped our live nude fetus dancer. Flaming Lips did Do You Realize. Killing Joke did Follow the Leaders. Adam Brodsky did Jump on a Cross and Die. And started off with the perverted Stanley Brothers doing Somebody Touched Me. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been live nude fetus, and we were glad to bring such a thing to you, the Bookburners. And we are off for Palm and Stroke Sunday, so you heard some of those songs tonight. And we are off Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, and the Reverend's birthday show. So we're going to come back in 3 weeks on April 23rd to mark 1 year after the passing of the Pope. The theme will be Dead Pedophile Queen Pin 1 year later, and sub-themed Reverend Bookburn's birthday show. It'll just be late. And that'll be in 3 weeks on April 23rd. Stay updated at reverendbookburn.com or write to me, Quayle, Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org, and send your feedback, your input, birthday announcements and everything else, song requests. And I believe that is every plug for the night. And please let me know if you find any of the videos mentioned that can be obtained, especially on DVD, but really in any format. And tonight we'll dedicate the show to Michael Schiavo because he's going through all kinds of shit from people like Father Pavone and the Scandal Maker, and to Cecilia Fire Thunder for attempting to create a safe area in the Oglala Sioux tribal nation, a sovereign nation, for the benefit of all women in South Dakota. We're going to wrap it up. I will see you on the 23rd. We're going to play one last song. This is by Suicidal Tendencies, and it's entitled Subliminal. Good night.